Tracy Cerevone adopted her youngest son, Trevor, when he was about 2 years old. She says he was born severely addicted, and when he entered the Irving School in Derby...
It was a tough year for us as a family. He struggled severely academically in school as well as socially. I honestly did not feel he was going to pass the first grade. And right about this time is when the teachers had received questionnaires from Valley Kids Belong.
Valley Kids Belong is one of two early intervention programs sponsored by the Connecticut Health Foundation. It serves kids in the lower Naugatuck Valley. The other, iCare, which serves Middletown, began in 2009. Combined, they have served more than 3,400 young children, assessing their mental health and, if needed, offering a variety of services, everything from after-school judo and music classes to free clinical assessments. Abby Anderson is the executive director of the Connecticut Juvenile Justice Alliance.
I think one of the real dangers around this work is we do a lot of piloting, and we have a lot of initiatives in the state that we know work or work well on a small scale, and we never scale them up.
Officials say this is the last year of a five-year, $10 million commitment from the Connecticut Health Foundation, and that's part of the reason why they're getting the word out about both programs. Cerevone says early intervention worked for her family and for Trevor.
As a parent, I cannot highly recommend Valley Kids Belong any more than I can. There's not enough words. He's still struggling in reading, I will tell you that. It's a challenge. But in all his other classes, he has succeeded. He's getting A's for the first time.
Advocates say they hope the success of iCare and Valley Kids Belong will help them attract new potential funders and eventually scale the program up to other communities across Connecticut. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.